I want to check in with Jared Blickery now for a closer look at some stocks that are moving today. And I guess, Jared, no surprise to find those cybersecurity-related stocks are getting a pop as the White House holds that cybersecurity summit.
You bet, Alexis. And let's check out the Wi-Fi Interactive. This is our software heat map, and we're actually looking at a mixed board. There's a lot of red on this board, but if we go to the cybersecurity section of it, not that much red here. In fact, we're seeing continuation of yesterday's stellar moves in a lot of these stocks, not the least of which we're seeing Okta's up another 5%, CrowdStrike up another 2%. And let's sort by performance here. I just want to show some of the returns that we've seen in this space as we talk about this issue because of the importance of these meetings. Here's what's happened over the last month. We can see Datadog, that's up 21%. And we can see over the last 2 months, we got Datadog up 27%. 3 months, we got Fortinet, that is up, Cloudflare, that's up 55%. And then if we go to year to date, really just looking at that's Fortinet, that's what I was looking for. That's up 106%. Even BlackBerry up 64%. Of course, it is a meme stock too, but we're going to be bringing the latest. You mentioned not only Biden speaking later today, but we got Yahoo Finance's Dan Howley joining in the conversation in just a little bit.
Yeah, looking forward to that. He spoke with a deputy of national cybersecurity at the White House earlier today, so he'll be with us to debrief that interview. Want to talk about these Chinese stocks, because we saw them have a pretty nice rally over the past few days, but it seems like they're getting tripped up today and some more tough talk from SEC Chair Gary Gensler. So what's going on there?
That's right. The SEC has mandated that Chinese firms that list in the U.S. must conform to stricter audit requirements over the next 3 years, or at least by 2024. And Gensler reiterated today, the clock is ticking. That's a direct quote on these Chinese firms to allow inspections of their financial audits, or they risk being delisted. So you see a lot of red on your screen. This is actually a year to date. And so this is about as bad as it's going to get for a lot of these guys. You can see DiDi down 41%. Here is the intraday, and this is a drastic difference from yesterday. DiDi down 5%. Looks like Tencent over on the left, that's down 3%. However, over the last 5 days, a lot of these stocks have posted some incredible gains. And so we're seeing more green than not over this time period, most of them coming Monday and Tuesday, Alexis.
All right. Also, some news coming out of the crypto market today with Data Network Pith going live on Solana blockchain. Tell us about all of that.
Yeah, it's a little bit in the weeds. I selected this story because it's small and it is admittedly in the weeds, but it is important. And it has to do with market data and democratizing market data and how it's presented along the various Ethereum networks and other networks. So this is a company and a network that, Solana is a network that is a main network. So it doesn't depend on Ethereum, doesn't depend on other people's smart contracts. And this is going to take original data from firms like IEX, Virtu Financial, FTX, DRW, Cumberland, a lot of top tier data providers and exchanges, and it's going to funnel them into a single network that's going to be updated on a sub-second basis. Now, this is in contrast to the way, for instance, stocks in the U.S. work, where you have something called the SIP or the SIP. That's the retail data feed. That's what we see. But what hedge funds see comes much, much quicker. They spend millions of dollars on direct feeds. And so this is an attempt to kind of correct that process. And they're starting with cryptocurrency, but you'll be able to get stock data, commodities data, derivatives data, through this network. So Pith launches today. I have high hopes for it. We'll have to see if it achieves its goals.